The Lord God said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, cursed are you above all livestock and above all beasts of the field. On your belly you shall go, and dust you shall eat all the days of your life. I will put enmity between you and the woman, between your offspring and her offspring. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel." The day that Adam and Eve defied God, sin and death entered the world. All the world was cursed, from the serpent who would crawl in the dust, to the ground that brought forth thorns and thistles, to the sweat of labor, and the problems in relationships between people. Creation, which God had declared as very good, lay in ruins. Yet echoing in the curse is a word of hope. The serpent's fate is our redemption from sin, death, and the power of the devil. The seed of the woman foretells the virgin birth of Jesus. His bruised heel is a pain of crucifixion, that he would not lie in the grave eternally, but would rise, thus crushing the head of the serpent. 2 minutes a day is not enough time to speak of God's word, of God's love, of our redemption through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Join us at Trinity Lutheran Church on Sunday morning at 9 a.m., especially if you disagree with what you have heard this morning. We would love to discuss this in more detail. May our Lord grant you the peace of knowing that Jesus is our Redeemer. Amen.